He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
December 2015, time to rock and roll, and let's get this
party started. Okay.
Yeah, good stuff. So what's cooking?
What's cooking is Go Green Salad. And the reason I chose Go Green Salad is because it's that time of the year, red and green, right? But anyway, it's acid time. It's time to build up some acidity in our body. And that's what usually happens because it's party time. It's holiday time. It's friends and family. It's get together. Let's eat. Let's drink. Let's be merry. And even if you don't drink alcohol, you might be eating a few more treats than you normally do and maybe not working out as much as you do, being a little bit more relaxed. You're on holidays now, so acidity will build up in the body, and the Go Green Salad is going to be your go-to place to go. And besides it being definitely green, this salad is the opposite of acid. It's alkalizing. So it's great for the thyroid and loaded with antioxidants, vitamins, and is mineral rich. After eating the Go Green Salad, you will definitely feel alive, energized, and your body's going to thank you. And it also tastes really good, too. And the dried wakame, it's called wakame, W-A-K-A-M-E, gives this salad a crunchy texture. Do you remember this salad, Corey?
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Now, this salad is also on our website. Now, arugula, this is what we're going to use. Now, arugula in your salad is a spicy, leafy lettuce, and it's kind of bitter, and it's characterized by having a peppery mustard flavor. So it can really add a new dimension to your salads. Now, remember, Corey, when we were in Sicily, a lot of the salads that we ate had arugula in it?
How could I forget the romance of Sicily?
Well, I was talking about the arugula. I wasn't talking about the romance here. Nonetheless, it can be called garden rocket, Mediterranean rocket, salad rocket, Roman rocket, or Italian cress. So if you can't find arugula, those will be the other names that it'll be under. Also, wakame, which is Japanese. It's a seaweed. The benefits of wakame are definitely tenfold. It's a thin and stringy seaweed, deep green in color, and it's used in making seaweed salad and in miso soup. Wakame is common in Japanese and other Asian cuisines, and because of its kelp content, it's rich in protein, calcium, iodine, it's high in potassium, magnesium, iron, and folate, and also dietary fiber. So why wouldn't you want to add that into your salad, right?
Well, when I think of green, I think of the energy crisis, you know, all this focus on go green, the environment, and what comes to mind specifically is about how people need to go green themselves in their own life, in their own diet. Like, instead of worrying so much about the world, which it's important to think about it, but start with green in your diet. Eat green, and greens are just fabulous in so many different ways.
Green is good. Green means go. There you go. Okay, so in recent research has found that some of the fibers in wakame help prevent colon cancer by providing antioxidants, and in addition to preventing the fermentation, oxidation of food as it passes through the large intestine, Japanese women are noted to have the less breast cancer in all of the world. So get on that one. Just one more thing about wakame. It has a beauty skin effect. It contains the most calatin among all seaweeds, and calatin is believed to be effective for protecting your skin from rough skin and pimples. That's why some of these Japanese women have such beautiful skin. So, with all the health benefits of everything in this salad, you got to try this salad at least once a week. And this particular salad makes 4 large servings. So you want to get a half a bag of organic baby spinach, or 6 cups. 6 cups or half a bag of arugula, and 2 handfuls or half a cup of dried wakame flakes. They're seaweed vegetable. You can buy that in the health food store. And add on to that 2 tablespoons of Mrs. Dash. Now, I use the original Mrs. Dash blend that has no salt added. And for the dressing, super duper simple, any type of essential fatty acid antioxidant oil blend with a really good balsamic vinegar. And then you just stir it all together, and it is absolutely delicious. You can taste the green. It's almost like a wheatgrass juice. You can taste the green. So just mix everything together, and away you go. And one of the serving suggestions that I like that we have with this is seared ahi tuna. You sear your ahi tuna, which is also on the website under recipes, and the Go Green salad, and what a beautiful combination.
That's my favorite one, the ahi tuna. You know, it's just raw inside and seared on the outside. Absolutely delicious on a bed of nice greens. And most people don't know that flesh itself, unless it's tainted or overheated or altered and damaged, is more alkaline than acid, which is why animals don't get in trouble in nature when they have this raw food diet. And they start getting in trouble when they eat the same exact foods that are cooked. So we know that alkalinity is incredibly important, and so that's the reason why we have to focus on eating alkaline and eating the greens and eating everything that we know has an alkaline effect on the blood.
Well, absolutely. It's even more so this time of the year, you know, because there's so many different types of foods. I mean, we've been to a couple of parties already ourselves, and there's carrot cake and cheesecake and cookies and this and that, and it's like, whoa, a lot of stuff. And not a lot of raw food. People are into like the cooked foods, right? It's very few and far between that people get into like the raw salads, because people will go for the meats, fish and chicken and all the other stuff, you know, that other stuff that they go for. They won't go for a salad. So go for the salad first. Fill yourself up on the salad, then go for the other stuff. Get yourself alkaline. So that's it, the Go Green Salad. It is on our CHI website under articles, under recipes.
So go green or go home.
You got it.
Get the freak out. Okay, who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Di Emanuel. Now, Di is an author, an athlete, a mentor, a super-duper blogger. He's a husband and father and an all-around just nice guy. And his nickname is The Moose is Loose. That's his blogging name. So he made some major lifestyle changes in his life to get fit and well and lose body fat, as he was morbidly obese as a child. And he really didn't get into taking control of his life until about the age of 15. And he did it all on his own. He went to the library to read and get information, as there was no Google in those days, not that long ago, but still Google is relatively new. And he reached out to individuals who had what he wanted, a fit and healthy body. So he took control of his life, and he started to cook and eat whole food. And he took note about how he felt when he ate and after he ate all the foods, the certain foods that he had. And if something didn't agree with him, he would change it or not incorporate it anymore. And if he felt good after, then he knew that he was on the right track.
Well, yes, and the way you spelt that out, I mean, it's just common sense and logic. You look at something or someone that you want, you find out what they're doing. This is Tony Robbins stuff, and you just follow their trail of success and find out what they're doing, whether it's a business, whether it's your body, physically, mentally, emotional health, whatever it is, find out what the successful people are doing and then just do what they're doing and then modify it as you go along and you'll figure it all out.
Well, and that's what he did, right? And then he became an athlete. And he also went to university, and he studied philosophy and English and writing, and now he's getting back into that. He spent many years, 18 years, in the retail fitness equipment, and he did quite well, and he calls it retail detail, which I really like that little jargon there. And he says you've got to really pay attention to the customer and what their needs are, because he's had so many people come in to the fitness retail store, and he says that they want to buy a piece of equipment because their friend or their neighbor bought it and are seeing results. Now, he says that might not be the piece of equipment for that person. But, you know, he will talk to them and he'll give them the details that he knows about. And if they're hell-bent on buying that piece of equipment, eventually it ends up just having clothes on it and collecting dust or on Craigslist, right? Most of the Craigslist is brand new pieces of equipment. But he says what he does is he really focuses on that human being and what their specific needs are. And then that's why people always come back to him and their friends and family come back to Di, because they know that he's working with that person, and that's what he really likes to do. It's not just the quick buck, you know, which a lot of people are like that, quick buck. And because of that quick buck attitude, you don't get repeat customers. And in our business, as in his business, he wants to get repeat customers, and that's the best advertising that money can buy.
Yes, I don't think you get the same satisfaction either. I watched people do the quick buck thing around me when I was in sales. I guess we're always in sales, but I found no satisfaction in my perception of what they were doing. I'd never done that. I can only do it the way that I do, and that is to pay attention, to listen, to be genuinely concerned. But it's very similar to my strategy in the vitamin business and selling. Number one, greet the customer, find out what they want. Number two, is tell the customer what they need because you're the expert. And number three is close the sale. It's pretty straightforward.
Well, I'd say that's straightforward. You make it sound so easy. Anyways, Di and his lovely family are on tour now with his new book called Life Fitness Manifesto. It's a whole life fitness aspect where it's body, mind, and spirit. And he says, all I ask of you is 30 minutes a day for 28 days. And then we reset, we rebook, and we do it all over again. And 30 minutes out of your life is nothing. You know, and if you can't set out 30 minutes for yourself, then, you know, seriously, I mean, even we want to even set out more than that in our life for ourselves. But these are people who've never set out time. They help other people. They're so busy doing their thing, but they're not doing anything to help their mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies. So he just says, give me 30 minutes for 28 days, and we're going to rebuild you. So that's wonderful. We really wish him all the success, and he's got a really great family that support him and are all doing it too. And it's wonderful when, you know, a family that works out together stays together, right?
Absolutely. You betcha.
And eats right, and they're all into it. And it's just so wonderful. I'm just so thrilled. You know, this is the new wave. Let's hope it's the new wave, right? And don't fight the wave, right?
Don't fight the wave, because it will win and smash you down every single time. That's the first lesson you learn when you're surfing.
Yeah. So thank you, Di. Thank you very much for your special guest interview, and DHI wishes you all the best.
Right on. Okay, so let's move on to our last and final. What's your hot topic?
Well, very interesting. My hot topic is the Christmas holiday season. There's a lot of focus on, do we call it the holiday season, happy holidays, or Christmas holiday? I really don't care myself. Yeah, I say Merry Christmas to people. I say Happy Holidays or whatever. But, you know, it's interesting. It could be my age right now. 57, pushing it. But, you know, most of the people that I've spoken to in my circle of family, friends, and colleagues, they aren't going over the top this year for the holiday season. They've decided to cut back on the treats, which would be baking the cookies and the cakes and the chocolates. And they're decorating. They're keeping it down to a minimal. And they've opted out on putting on a big spread of food like they have and we have over many, many years. Like I said, it might be the age group that I'm in. However, can be a lot to do with the expense and of the time of the year as well, because sometimes your circle of friends gets bigger, your families have more children, and it's like, holy smokes. And January is right around the corner, and those are when all the effects of the holiday season happen, right?
You see, the planet is smaller. What I mean by that is it's international now. We know what's going on in Egypt or in Cuba at any given moment, any given time. And not everyone on the planet does the Christmas thing the way that we do it. I think that's part of the dilution. Plus, I think the hype aspect, the commercialism, has peaked out. So although there's a trail, like a wake, that's still moving on, and there's still older people that are all caught up in that. The new generation, the new people, are less concerned because they can see through it all. And also, their horizon is not just centered on what's before them. Like, you know, Michael, my son, he's doing business with Americans, and business is all online. And there's probably hundreds of thousands of young people that are living like this out of just the initial environment where they live. They're thinking more global. I think that's part of it.
Yes, absolutely.
The collapse of this facade that you and I have sort of grown to get sort of sick of. You know, it's like, okay, enough already, right?
Well, you know, I don't get any Christmas cards, and I don't send out any Christmas cards. There was a time in my life I sent out 100 Christmas cards at a time. I loved it. It was awesome. It was so much fun to do. And now it's just like I couldn't even imagine doing that anymore. But I like the idea of having a gathering and a theme for food, and everybody participates. So it's like a potluck. And people really do like to participate in the food event. And a few other events that I will be going to, they do a gift exchange. So like my square dancing is, I'm a woman, so I bring a $10 gift wrapped up for a woman. And the men bring a $10 gift wrapped up for a man. And it's so simple, so easy. And then this year, my Bollywood troupe, we are donating purses. You just get a purse that you don't use anymore and you fill it up with women's toiletries. And we're going to be giving this, I'm actually going today to drop off the purses to the Transition House in Vernon. And also we'll be collecting food for the food bank. And these are the kind of ideas that I'm more into these days. Don't get me wrong, we do get presents for the grandkids, but that's about it. You don't have to give, give, give until it hurts, hurts, hurts. But you know, a little donation is worth a lot. Right.
Well, I think giving with strings attached is one thing. There's different kinds of giving. Giving under pressure is not true giving. Giving under cultural pressure that makes you feel bad if you don't give according to someone else's standard, all that, that's what I don't like. Now, to me, every day is Christmas. I've maintained this mentality. I like to be nice to people every day. I like to think positive every day. I like to be focused on my fitness and health and all the goodness and all that, too. So it seems as if society likes to sort of elevate, and it's all commercial driven. It's to sell. That's what it's about. It's about selling stuff. So if you can get your head around that, take a step back, take a deep breath and say, okay, yes, I can say happy birthday when it's a birthday or happy Christmas or Merry Christmas and all that stuff. I can participate, but I can still, with my mind's eye, understand how I am going to function in this process. Because, you know, people get depressed and down and really upset at Christmas time, don't they?
Yes, they do, and it shouldn't be like that. But it's made to be like that because you take a look at the TV commercials, it's all about family and love, and then she gets a ring, and then, you know, Santa Claus and all that, and it's emotional. You know, turn that TV off. But I just think that every day should be a holiday. But every day should be like Christmas. You give. Now, you can give by just helping somebody. You can give by giving somebody a phone call who you know is having a hard time, just saying, how are you doing? Just listening to somebody.
Well, what about the kind of giving you're giving? We've got a friend that's getting some surgery, so you're going to go into her business and literally help manage her business while she can't be there, right? That's a kind of a Christmas gift.
Yeah, and I don't want to get paid. She said, I'll pay. I said, no, I don't want you to pay me. I'm doing this to help you. I'm doing the best I can. But, yeah, I forgot about that. That's right, yeah.
Well, you see, it's no strings attached.
Yeah.
Just do it because it's the right thing and you feel good. Now, you can do that 365 days a year. You can do it any time. You don't need a special day.
Right.
And remember, let's all remember out there that on the other side of the planet, places like India and Asia, they don't have Christmas. It doesn't exist.
But every day is a holiday, so you want to be kind to people and listen to people and give advice when asked and just enjoy every day.
Yeah, don't get caught up in the madness. Like Daisy and I, my daughter, we were talking the other day, and she just says, Dad, I just want to like hide during Christmas, the madness, the rushing around, the driving here and there, the being here and there, and the burnout. You know, to her, she says, oh, my God, the burnout, Dad, the burnout. I'm afraid of the burnout, right? Because
people,
you're working during this time, too, most people. And there's a lot of pressure, and everything's fast and moving and lots of partying, and I guess the net effect is at the end of the day you end up hating the whole thing.
Well, so like I mentioned, a nice thing you can do is somebody you haven't talked to for a long time, pop them an email, send them a text message. If you feel, just pop them a card, send them a little card in the mail, give them a phone call. That is a wonderful gift any time of the year. But if that's where, if you really want to focus on this time of the year, Christmas time, the holiday season, then that's the time to do it. And it really will be appreciated. You know what? And I just think maybe we're just getting older.
you get older, and you expect less. You know, you've gone through a lot, and you've seen the best and the worst of humanity, and you just learn to take it all in stride. Plus, you also get really clear about yourself and your own power and strength, and you need less approval from people. And when you're doing everything right, it tends to work favorably. The outcome is great. If you're not doing a lot of things right and you are still confused about yourself and you're getting in your own way all the time, then instead of focusing on the world, focusing on, well, I guess, the world inside of you, you,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Well, that's my hot topic. Pretty
yeah.
Hot, huh?
Good. Well, it is a new year coming up also, so let's wish everyone a happy new year. And remember what Corey says, there's no such thing as a new year. The earth is just spinning around the sun, and it has for, what, like 4.65 billion years?
Well, I remember you saying, and you still say, you see those cows in the pasture, do you think they know it's New Year's Eve? It's like, oh, for heaven's sake. Anyways, happy new year, everybody.
And we all know what their destiny is.
And may 2016 be even better than this year.
Yeah, right on. Looking forward to some great times coming our way. What was that quote that I read to you today? If you're depressed, you're thinking about the past. If you're anxious, you're thinking about the future. But if you're at peace, you're in the now. So as far as the now goes, dear, what is your final word?
My final word is by an unknown author. Life always offers you a second chance. It's called tomorrow.